Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Just cancel the rest of the NCAA tournament. Just be done with it. It's baseball season anyways, right? I mean, you know, I don't know. Like, I don't think anybody expected the SEC to win every single game, right? By the way, side note, Jeff Goodman's a good buddy of this program. Good friend of mine, right? Had him on the show a couple months ago. Jeff Goodman caught hell over the last week for even insinuating that Yale could beat Auburn. There are a lot of folks on the plains that owe Jeff Goodman an apology because, my God, he called it. The man called it. Auburn. Inexcusable. Inexcusable. Give Yale credit. Give Yale all the credit in the world. I don't want to take anything away from Yale. Okay? Shot 46% from the floor, 45% from three. But Auburn, man. Auburn. I mean, after the great run in the SEC tournament where this team heard the noise, can they play away from Neville Arena? And they go on a tear, right? Win the SEC tournament. And then to come into this ball game, and you set the tone early with the stupid ejection. You're passive early on. I thought Auburn was passive. And again, you give Yale the credit, but I just, wow. The only saving grace, Auburn folks, Auburn Nation, Auburn Tigers that you have with me, I took the over in this ball game, first half, and total hit both. So thank you. Thank you. But that's not the point. The SEC is reeling right now when it comes to March Madness. Like, I don't give a damn who you're a fan of. We need Texas A&M to win, as that game is currently happening, more than we ever have before. Because Auburn was supposed to be one of our teams, one of our contenders in March Madness. Auburn was supposed to be one of those teams. And instead, you fall flat. 14 turnovers in the ballgame. Auburn gets outshot at the three-point line. Yale 45%, Auburn 35%. I mean, you go down the stretch, you come all the way back, right? Yale's up in this thing. You come back, you can't make your free throws. Can't hit free throws. He shot 68% from the free throw line. They're free throws. Seven free throws you miss, you lost the game by two. You do the math. Just literally cancel the rest of the tournament. Sorry, Tennessee. Sorry, Bama. Sorry, maybe Texas A&M. That's all that's left. And that's if Bama and A&M win. Let's just move on to baseball season. This is absurd. This is absurd. I just cannot believe. Like, the SEC, and I know we're talking specifically Auburn here, but the SEC, again, you didn't expect every team to win, but my goodness, what we're witnessing right now. Auburn got outscored, guys. Get this. They're up 7.5. They get outscored 44-35 in the second half. What are we doing? What's going on? Just not enough, man. Again, March Madness, it's such a great thing when it works out for you, when you hit that buzzer beater, right? It's like, oh, great, March Madness the best. But when you're the team getting upset, when you're the four losing to the 13, it's great when the 13 beats the four and you're the 13, right? If Auburn's the 13 and Yale's the four and Auburn wins, we're talking about how great March Madness is. But when your team, the one you're pulling for, is the four, and they fall to the 13. That's tough. So, Bruce Pearl and company, the season is over. And, Auburn will be back. Sure, they'll be back. But after what was a really, really fun season, a great season after winning the SEC tournament, just no more disappointing way for it to end for the folks on